Good morning. It's the 13th of December. Our middle reading today is Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Pearce's book, From Hosea to Zephaniah, The Minor Prophets Before the Exile. Brother Pearce starts his consideration of chapter 2 in this way. Habakkuk now imagines himself as a watchman upon a tower who looks out, like the prophets who were watchmen, to see what the Lord will say in him or with him, to reveal an understanding concerning his plea or complaint. In answer, the Lord tells him to write the vision plainly, thus implying that it will be necessary for others to read it in later times. Its fulfilment will not be immediate, but when others read it in later times, they will see the truth of the prophecy. It is to be written so plainly that even the hasty reader will gather the message. The vision is for the appointed time, that is, it will require a certain period of time to develop, fixed, of course, by God. Nevertheless, it breatheth, hasteth to the end, as though it were yearning towards its fulfilment, and it will not fail to be accomplished, nor will it be behindhand, because it comes from God, who cannot lie, and is not slack concerning his promise. So the prophet is to wait for it. That religious act of waiting upon the Lord, so often referred to in the Old Testament. So, Jacob, I have waited for thy salvation, Genesis 49, verse 18, at the end of his long life. The psalmist, our soul waiteth for the Lord, for instance, Psalm 33, verse 20. And Isaiah, I will wait upon the Lord, who then adds, most significantly, that hideth his face from the house of Jacob. And the apostle, who, writing to and encouraging the Hebrew Christians towards patience, writes, yet a little while he shall come and will not tarry. That's Hebrews 10, verse 37. The expression sums up the very spirit of the prophets, that patience of hope, accompanied by joy in the Lord, which is our great need in these disturbed days, when the vision seems to tarry. Despite the arrogance and unrighteousness of the proud, the just shall live, not, however, by similar deeds, but by his faith. The idea is not, however, the abstract quality of faith, for which the Hebrew has no precise word, but rather faithfulness, steadfastness, firm belief in and reliance upon divine promises. When Israel had witnessed the deliverance at the Red Sea, they believed the Lord. But later, when trials came, they rebelled, believed him not, nor hearkened. Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Jehoshaphat, at a time of national peril, called upon Judah to believe in the Lord your God, believe his prophets. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In these passages, faith and believe are from the same root word. So the remarks of the apostles that without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11, and that the saints are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, 1 Peter chapter 1, imply not just some vague emotional experience or spiritual quality, though in the New Testament the emphasis is upon the attitude of mind, but in a thorough acceptance by the whole personality of the fact that God will do as he has said, and a steadfastness of life in that course. And that's the message of Habakkuk. Thank you for listening.